And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton. Welcome to the Financial Destination Show. Over the next 20 minutes, we'll go over some strategies, some ideas to help you improve your investments and to enhance your present or future retirement income. Now, on our previous show, we gave out the analogy of the investment train. For the most part, the investment train travels forward, upward, with the markets. And on the investment train, you're looking to achieve a good rate of return, a good overall rate of speed or return. 6% range, maybe more. Over at least a 3, but more like a 5, 7, or 10-year span. Now, while on board the investment train, at different stops ahead, you can withdraw, cash in extra profits along the way. But what you want to avoid is jumping off the train when it's backing up, when the markets have temporarily reversed, for that can cause permanent harm to your investments. Wait till the train recovers. Wait till the markets recover, back at least to where you were before. And then adjust your investments at that time, if you wish. And time in the market is key to building wealth. Stay on the train. You adjust or reshuffle your investments in rallies or profits and lock in gains. Don't reshuffle or make too many moves in down cycles. That is quiet time. For less is more. Money will always rebound. Time does not. Every time you sell at a loss takes valuable time to recover. And the older we get, well, the less time we have. And there is no refund on lost time. Now, the unique thing about this investment train that we're on, it's always a new track being laid ahead of us. No 2 years are ever the same. Could be similar to a year gone by, similar tracks, almost parallel for a while. Then the new track heads off in a new direction, with the train right behind it, sometimes crossing over familiar investment trails, most often making new ones. That's why there's no absolute certainty as to what's in store ahead. Pretty reasonable projections, expectations, and highly probable outcomes based on previous tracks, but never exactly duplicated. Highly probable. Good investments like taking medicine or vaccines or placing winter tires on your car. Highly most probable you'll be better, safer, and better outcome than not doing so. You're less impacted. You won't get as sick or slide around as much, but it's not 100% foolproof. Returns are never for certain. However, one thing is for certain. If you jump off the investment train when it's backing up, when you sell your quality funds in your retirement account, when the markets are down and you're in the negative from where you started, that loss remains permanent. If you've been investing for years in certain funds, let's say 5 years or more, made some really good gains, perhaps the peak was a few months ago, and after a few months in decline, well, you're still ahead. Maybe not as much as before. Maybe you were running at about an 8% annual clip speed, and now you're at 6%. Now, you might want to opt out to switch some, although better wait a while longer. But if you just started a year or two ago and saw the train speed ahead for a while last year, then saw it back up this year and said, that's good for me, I'm getting off. Wait for the recovery. Don't be in such a hurry to lose your money. It's patience over panic. Two things, and only two things, you should do when markets are low, like they were in June, like they will be again and again. Two things. Number one, either continue to buy more, or number two, if you can't buy more, then just ignore. During market retreats, when the train backs up, if you have no more money to buy in when the markets are less expensive, you do nothing. You remain seated. It's quiet time. For the less you do, the more you'll make. You want to avoid losses. Even Kenny Rogers, the gambler on board this train, would tell you, this is the time to hold them, not fold them. Most of the more experienced investors, some with $500,000, $1 million or more, have been on board for several years. And when the markets are down, and for some, their dollar value drop is quite large, you never hear a peep out of them. Maybe they have more money. Maybe they've just seen it a few times before. But when down, it's quiet time. This is not the time, Cato, for mental, fear, costly investment mistakes. Just stay on board the investment train and enjoy the ride. And any moves to be made, any adjustments to the menu you wish to change, will be ahead in the profitable future. Could be soon, could take a while, but it's coming. The investment train, built for speed, more so for endurance. It is the long train running, not the hop-on, hop-off express. Now, on the investment menu that you can choose from are several different investment choices, most of them chosen at the start as you board the train. Allocation, diversification. The number one, the main course, the open seg funds. Start off with that. I'll add a bit of this, and others you can add later, and choose as you wish. Modify, increase, transfer, enhance later on your investment journey. So we're going to go into more detail of that menu, all the selections, over the next few shows, and today we're going to feature on one of the popular low-risk items on this investment menu right after this short break.
Welcome to your Financial Destination Show, an educational investment series hosted by Roger Hamilton, featuring strategies to enhance your retirement income. During his 10 years as a financial advisor, Roger has provided sound advice on how to improve personal investments to hundreds of people, many of whom are Seaside FM listeners. To discuss how to improve your investments, email Roger at roger@yourfinancialdestination.ca. Visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
Knowing which investments that outperform and that are suitable to your goals and needs can be overwhelming. Understanding the advantages of growth segregated funds and or market linked indexes might have over balanced mutual funds could benefit your investments now and for estate planning later on. Diversifying part of your portfolio in private equity funds could have a significant impact on your retirement income. On your Financial Destination Show, we'll discuss these strategies and more to enhance your retirement income.
And we're back. So on today's menu, we're going to focus in on item number two, the guaranteed market-linked advantage. We're spending a little extra time or focus on this selection lately. Item number two on the menu. Item number one is the open seg funds, the main course, where returns can vary and terms go on forever. The market-linked is a closed-end type of segregated fund. It's closed meaning it's like a book. Has a beginning, a middle, and an end, and a happily ever after ending. Close, investment bottom. There's no less than where you started from. And an end, it comes due in 2 to 5 years, so there's a definite timeline with a ceiling or limit. And in the middle, reasonable growth. You are participating in the markets with no chance of losing money. When the time is up, you can simply cash in what you want, renew, or reinvest the rest. The guaranteed market link is like a GIC as far as term goes. You have your principal protection, but again, participates in the market. It's not locked in low, below inflation rate, with no growth potential. These offer very reasonable growth upside with no downside. Well, I guess the only real downside is that you can't cash it in early, which again maybe is more of an upside. It protects you from yourself. The investment emotions. Fear that inexperienced investors get trying to outguess the markets when experts can't. Investing in the market-linked funds would be like swimming in open water with a small life jacket or a flotation device on. You are participating with the bigger swimmers, the Fidelities and the CI swimmers, who can swim a bit better and they can swim a bit faster and don't want or need those devices on. And they'll make a bit better time, but when the markets are tied to the waves get windy or choppy, the other swimmers get pushed back or pushed under for a bit before popping back up ahead of you later on. The market-linked swimmers, they stay afloat at all times. In fact, their hair doesn't even get wet. So both are good options, but the market-linked would suit certain cautious investors, especially those 75-plus or anyone who sleeps better knowing their original amount will never be less. Now, the company that offers this is Desjardins. Segregated funds, all the principal guarantees and bypass probate and great for estate planning. For if you end before the term is over, the beneficiaries or beneficiary can cash in the original amount right away or wait till the end of the term and most likely pick up the gains. About 5 times a year, a new offering comes out from Desjardins and it's on for about 2 or 3 months. This current offering started late July, will end by the end of September. followed by another one that'll be different, but similar. Now, in fact, the two-year offering that's out right now is very new. It only started this summer. In past years, the terms were either between 3 to 6 years. Now they're 2 to 5. So investors get on board with the following choices of a 2, 3, 4, or 5-year term. And each term offers a basket of around 20 high-quality medium-growth stocks. The 2, 3, and 4-year package right now has one fund selection, Global Opportunities. So out of 20 stocks, some of the names you might be familiar with would be Algonquin Power, CIBC, Manulife, McDonald's, TELUS, TD Bank, Zurich Insurance, and Swisscom, Swiss Communications. So it's certainly global, but with a lot more Canadian content than most other global international type funds. A lot of utilities, consumer, financial. Let's say you place $20,000 in a 2-year term. It can pay up to 9.5% per year, about 19.8% overall, 2 years. So you end up no less than $20,000 and no more than $24,000 coming back in 2 years, or somewhere in between. 85% of the time, the funds have hit their max, and they've never come back at zero. At 3 years, $20,000 would come back at as high as $27,500 or somewhere in the middle. It would pay as high as 10.5% per year, 35% gain for 3 years. And the 4-year could be $20,000 starting, ending as high as $34,000, a 14% annual gain if it's there, 70% overall. Now, the 4-year fund could end up less than the 3. Maybe the markets peak out after 3 more years and fall back in the 4th. The end returns are not for certain. Now, the 5-year often has no cap or ceiling. It returns whatever it makes to you, with no losses again. You can continue with Global Opportunities. It might make 4% a year, might make 8, it might be more. You also get a choice in the 5-year of the consumer staples, grocery chains, stocks like Coca-Cola and General Mills and Loblaw, Procter & Gamble, and no matter what recession or inflation does, we're always going to eat. Another choice is financials. Top 20 major banks, Scotiabank, CIBC, Lloyd's, Bank of New York, National Bank of Australia, National Bank of Canada, Power Corp Canada, Sun Life, and Charles Schwab would be a few in the financial area. And ESG, if you like the green, the environmental, social governance, green, highly reputable, top employer type companies. Hewlett Packard, Magna International, Microsoft, and First Solar Inc. All renewable type energy type funds. So all of those are great solid choices to choose from. Okay, we'll be back in a moment. Where to place these funds? Tax-free, RSP or RIF, or non-registered investments? Right after this break.
Does it seem that after several years, you're just getting older and your investments are not doing any better? What should you be doing? Are there simple strategies to improve your retirement income that you weren't advised on, you missed out on, and wish to change? Stay tuned. Roger will cover these topics. At any time, email your questions to Roger at yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
On the Financial Destination Show, we want you to become more educated, knowledgeable, and comfortable with your investments. Check your results over the past 5 years. Do you feel they should have done better? What would you change to improve performance over the next 5 years? Tune in every Thursday morning at 9:15 to hear more on how to improve your retirement income.
And we're back. The Guaranteed Market Link. Can this be put into a tax-free? Yes, most definitely. Guaranteed tax-free income starting in 2 years. It's really ideal for tax-free. And since tax-free has no age limit, works very well again for that conservative, for that 70, 75 plus crowd. Can this be placed into a RIF? Yes. And by age 71, already have to start taking money out next year, actually in a few months. It'll be January soon. But the first term in a market link doesn't pay out for about 2 years. So to bridge that gap, you place part of this investment in a 1-year GIC, enough to carry the or cover the minimum RIF, or whatever RIF payment you wish to take out or require to take out in the first year until the main funds start paying you in 2 years and onward after that. course, you have other pensions, perhaps cash and income, and other funds are there to carry you through as well. Again, this market link might be 35% of your investments. Now, if you're on the plus side of 75, it could be 50% of your investment. And the other half or more of your investments would again be in the lower volatility open seg funds, option one in the menu, where you have access to withdrawals more frequently. With the market linked, you'll be receiving one annual RIF payment per year for the whole year, once a year. Some clients do that anyway. Instead of the monthly, they all add up to the same. Or some will split it up, investing in a market link now, then maybe another one in January, and maybe another one again in May. So they have two or three sets of terms or incomes coming due each year. Again, they withdraw what they want or need, reinvest the rest for another 5 years since there is another one or two or three market links coming due the following year. Now, since May of this year when the market slid, what a time, an opportunity to get in, not out, but in. If you have fresh new money to deposit or transfer from somewhere else with no further downside. And you give it time. The markets are like a good garden. They'll produce well for you, but don't harvest corn 3 weeks after you plant it. And those who took this fund back in 2018, the 3-, 4-, and 5-year terms, well, some of that money's back already, some still waiting, and all have hit their max, which was a 5-7% annual cap return back then. There are now better projected returns now, again, due to the recent market slide. Opportunity presents itself. And you know what to do when markets go down. Either ignore or buy more. Now, during the two peak COVID years, around March of 2020 to March of this year, the linked offerings, the returns were capped very low. The high end was only around 2-3% per year during the peak of COVID. There was no real clear direction, so the market link wasn't that favorable for those 2 years. But your open-end funds, your Fidelity funds, were making you 15-20% returns in 20 and 21. Diversification, allocation, it's all part of the long-term plan, the menu, as you board the investment train. What about younger people, younger, under 75? They're younger, or any age. Say you have a mortgage, and you have extra money or investments. Let's say it's $50,000, and you want to pay down the mortgage to reduce the principal, some before maybe your next rate changes next time from perhaps 3% to, well, something higher. But you're only allowed or limited to place so much on the mortgage principal, and $50,000 is too high. So place that $50,000, spread it over 2, 4, whatever years, maybe two sets of 15,000s and a 20, all three sets, most likely returning in excess, far in excess, of that 3% mortgage. You invest it. It comes back higher. It won't be less. And boom, annual lump sum guaranteed mortgage pay down payments, whatever your limit is. Maybe instead you reinvest all of it because the new mortgage rates aren't that bad in a few years. Now, income from this investment would be taxable in the year it comes due, except, of course, if it's in a tax-free. But maybe your income will be lower in 5 years. Maybe you're nearing retirement. So you tuck a fistful of dollars away right now in a 5-year plan, defer the tax until later, and pay it back at a much lower rate. There's all kinds of options for you to discuss with your financial advisor. And that's what they're there for. That's their job. To seek out and advise on the best 3-5 multi-year plans for you. Your job, once invested, is to make your lunch and go to work and enjoy your day. You don't have to do much at all. In fact, if you're invested properly, the less you do, the more you'll make. Not invested properly when markets are down, you might get overwhelmed, overthink, causing you to overreact. When you should either be ignore or buy more. We thank you for listening in this morning. I trust you learned something from these shows, something you can use to better enhance or improve your investments. Your present or future retirement income depends on it. This show will play again in the fall. We usually play each show twice, and each show will be on my website, yourfinancialdestination.ca. You can call 902-499-5879. And a funny thing happens when my phone rings. I answer it. This is Roger Hamilton. Until next time, stay safe and stay invested.